Hello and welcome back. I'm Thorin McGee, Editor-in-Chief of Target Marketing, and thank you all very much for coming back for another session with us. We're about to hear about content marketing for the win, sponsored by Pinpoint Email Marketing for Power Users. When we were spitballing session topics for this virtual conference, content marketing was impossible to ignore. There was a time when customers would see anything written by a marketer as a sales pitch, and that was reasonable because anything written by a marketer probably was. But those times have really changed. As the social web emerged with all of its self-publishing options, marketers began offering honest educational advice through them, and audiences came to trust it. Today, these tactics are transforming many industries as marketers use honest content, not sales content, to improve the brand's reputation, earn trust from potential customers, and educate customers on the things they need to know to potentially buy what that marketer is selling. After all, it's hard to sell a tool like marketing automation to business customers who don't understand what it lets them do. And to help us understand what content marketing lets us do and how you can do it better, today we are joined by a real expert in the field. Lee Oden is the author of the book Optimize, How to Attract and Engage More Customers by Integrating SEO, Social Media, and Content Marketing. He is also the founder and CEO of Top Rank Online Marketing, the digital agency that publishes the online marketing blog, which many of you likely read yourselves. We've worked with Lee often in the past, and he's got a great handle on this stuff. I can't wait to hear what he has to say today. But first, please allow me just a few moments to go over the technical pointers about this virtual conference environment and how you can make the most of it today. If you have any technical issues, please troubleshoot by clicking on the widget at the bottom of the console marked with a question mark, or let us know via the question and answer box. You can also use the Q&A box to submit your questions to today's panelists. We'll be addressing select questions later on, but you can send them in at any time. Please make sure you turn off any pop-up blockers on your computer so you can utilize all the features on this console. And check out the Tips for Attendees widget if you'd like to learn more about what the console does and everything you can do with it. Please feel free to tweet any tips or insights from this session. Our hashtag is #IMV14, and you can use the Twitter widget right in our console to post. If you do tweet with that hashtag, there's a good chance we'll retweet you on the Target Marketing account. Finally, if you would like to view the session later, don't forget that we'll be archiving the entire show today. We'll have the on-demand environment up and running for 3 months beginning on Monday, August 11th. Watch your email for more details. And now, without further ado, Lee, please go ahead.
Great. Well, thank you, Thorin. I'm really looking forward to talking about content because we are winning with content here at Top Rank Online Marketing. As you mentioned, we're a digital agency working with some major, major brands. We're essentially in a really great spot to be able to experiment with new and innovative ways to leverage content and then bring that insight back to our clients and to our community at large at our site, marketingblog.com. So let's get into it. I think to kind of establish the framework, or not the framework, but the state of things, I think information overload would probably describe sort of where we're at with information creation. IBM released some stats about this, and so did Eric Schmidt from Google. 90% of the world's data has been created in the last 2 years, and the other one is Eric Schmidt has been attributed to saying there's more data created every 2 days than since the dawn of time to 2003. And that's an awful lot of information, kind of like a fire hose, or like this quote, getting information off the Internet is like getting a drink from a fire hydrant. And I don't think anyone listening in today is underwhelmed when they look at their email inbox or your Facebook page or your Twitter stream. And yet, customers do care about content. In fact, 53% of all time on the Internet is spent on content consumption. There are around 27 million pieces of content shared every day. Obviously, that's going up. It represents an opportunity, and companies are investing. The majority of companies are investing more money in content creation as well as social media. And when you take a look at publishing, it's interesting that the number of consumers publishing has gone up quite a bit, especially with blogging. From time to time you hear people say, is blogging dead? Well, no. 254 million Tumblr and WordPress.com blogs are live. And when you look at brands publishing, there's an interesting study done by UMass Dartmouth every year tracking Fortune 500 companies in their blogging and social media usage. Last year to this year is the biggest percentage increase ever, 34% of the Fortune 500 now blogging. And so all this content creation sort of creates an interesting state. And Mark Schaefer has pointed out the economics of this, the economic failure of this, I guess, and that is that we're creating so much content, there's no way our target audience could ever conceivably consume all of it. And yet there's still some opportunities. And I think when we come to understand what content marketing is and what it isn't, I think that's the key to standing out amongst that sea of noise and zeros and ones and status updates and Snapchats and photos and tweets that are being shared on a daily basis. So what content marketing is not, of course, is just creating more content. Content marketing as a discipline is very intentional. It's the planning, creation, promotion, and measurement of content for a specific audience to influence a business or specific outcome. So content marketing is more about identifying who your audience is, finding out what they need to know in order to buy from you, and then creating information that's easy to find and share that helps answer their questions as they move along the customer journey from awareness to consideration to transaction, and even on into advocacy. So content serves a role that's far and above just throwing out another blog post, an infographic, or an ebook. It's something that actually satisfies a specific need that you as a marketer know about. And that's a very, very important dynamic to understand in terms of being effective with your investment with content. Now, having, you know, been a content creator for 10 plus years in terms of using online content to attract customers, and working with lots of major brands working in a content marketing context, there's a series of, I guess you'd call them evolutions that we've noticed. And we've developed this content marketing maturity model to help companies kind of understand, well, where they are now and where they could be. And stasis is really you're only making content when you have to. You absolutely have to. Production, kind of SEO-focused, by creating more content. So there's more destinations for links and entry points through search. Utility is more about understanding customers and creating content that will actually answer their questions. And storytelling is a phase where it's not just enough to inform our customers, but we want to help them feel. We want to understand that not only will they, you know, want to be educated about a thing, but we want to differentiate our brand from others doing the same kind of content marketing. And we want to focus on creating experiences through content for our target audience. Well, monetization is something that some companies reach. It's basically where your marketing content is so good that not only do you monetize it through customer acquisition, but you're also able to monetize it in other ways, like syndication of content, sponsorship and advertising and that sort of thing. So when thinking about what content marketing is and how we can evolve, it begs the question, what's a good framework for creating content marketing programs that are both optimized and socialized, things that will actually work in attracting customers? And the focal point for this, of course, is, and most important, is understanding how your buyers discover, consume, and act on information. Understanding the relationship between your customers and information is absolutely essential for planning content out. When you take a look at discovery, you think about your target audience and what search phrases they look for, what social topics are they talking about, where do they go get new information, what do they subscribe to, what do they read, who do they listen to in terms of an influencer. And then you take a look at their preferences for content consumption. What type of media do they prefer? Do they like text or images? Do they like video? Do they like infographics? Are they reading these things on tablets or smartphones or desktops or laptops? All those things help you create a better experience. And then there are this action. What offers will compel them to take action? And, of course, people tend to focus on transactions, but that isn't always reasonable. So understanding what kinds of behaviors will sequentially lead to a transaction is important, and then making sure it's easy to do that through your content. So discovery, consumption, and action are key learnings about your target audience that you can collect to then implement across the buying cycle. right? And understanding what types of content, what types of media make the most sense for your specific target audience at different stages of that buying cycle. And once you have these insights about how your target audience discovers, consumes, and acts on information, then we can implement this model, the attract, engage, convert model. Attract, engage, convert basically is a short sales cycle. It's what you need to be accountable for every time you create some kind of content. Every blog post, every infographic, every ebook, white paper, newsletter, whatever, it should be accountable to how will it attract an audience? How will it attract readership? That needs to be documented in the editorial plan. Then exactly how is it going to engage that audience? What specific hooks and stories, metaphors, and calls to action, I guess, will you include in that content in order to engage it? And, of course, the media types matter there as well. And then conversion, of course, what's the offer? And you can do this as a process where you start with the understanding of who your target audience is and think about who is it that you are creating this content for? What are their preferences? What are their goals? What are their pain points? And think about what is it that they care about in the context of what you're selling and the journey they're on from awareness to interest to discover or to consideration to purchase. So you look at search data sources in terms of keywords if you can. Look at your existing analytics, marketing analytics, web analytics, social media analytics data to inform you about these preferences. And then identify what kinds of questions your customers have as they go through that buying cycle. And you can document those questions, and you can also think about the stories that you as a brand can tell to help answer those questions in an interesting way. And then obviously you want to make sure all content is optimized and socialized so it's easy to find and share. And do this across the sales cycle, and that's a process that really makes attract, engage, convert work. So the fundamental, I guess, takeaway about this part is think about what questions that your customers need answered and in what channels in order to buy. When you answer that question, you can start to inform a very effective editorial plan for your content marketing program. So some examples of folks doing it right. Logicalis is a HP value-added reseller, and they implemented a program where they use a combination of emails and a microsite and ebook along with custom messaging from sales teams when people interacted with thought leadership content and entered into the pipeline. Sales teams were able to send them customized messages. And as a result of that integrated content program, they had nearly $8 million in new pipeline revenue, which is a pretty good program, actually. SunGuard's another interesting example. This was using humor. So they had a series of videos directed at IT people at how they could survive the holidays by using their knowledge of technology. So in other words, show up at your in-law's house with a laptop and a bunch of work and say, hey, I wish I could help with the turkey, but I really got to defrag this hard drive or whatever. And then there's a call to action at the end of these videos. And amazingly, they had over 3,000 leads in the first 3 days. And an 87% click-through rate. So it clearly resonated with that target audience. Another good example is Optum. They were using a combination of advertorials and display ads, email, direct mail. So it was an integrated approach, all centered towards a hub, which is a campaign website or microsite. And in that case, they had over $52 million in contract value associated with that content marketing campaign. And probably the granddaddy of them all is Xerox, wanting to connect with better with their top 30 accounts. And they partnered with Forbes to create a print and online or iPad book, magazine, excuse me. They collaborated with Forbes, sort of a branded advertising or branded content, to create this magazine that lived on an iPad and also in print. Anyway, what happened was they reached over 70% of their target, added 20,000 new names to their prospect database, 1,000 appointments, and here's the punchline, $1.3 billion in pipeline revenue associated with that content marketing effort. Absolutely amazing. Probably nobody listening to this will ever reach something like that, neither will I. However, it really speaks to the opportunity and the possibilities of when you create content that's directed towards a specific audience to solve specific information problems, the results that can happen. And this is something we're doing with our company at Top Rank Online Marketing. We don't employ salespeople, and we don't really spend any money on advertising. We create content. And this is sort of a diagram of the different types of content we create. And we only have one marketing person, too, and a social network or a community, I should say, of well over 300,000. So while it's great to get media coverage in a very small local publication, it's even better just to make a blog post because that's going to get upwards of 50,000 views. So it's an interesting thing which you can accomplish. Another good example would be, of course, Content Marketing Institute, which is an authority, obviously, on the notion of content marketing. And these folks are Joe Paluzzi and Robert Rose and their team are creating all different kinds of content from a print magazine, a conference, Twitter chats, a podcast, columns and magazines like Entrepreneur, presentations, a slide share channel that's quite active. They have an award ceremony, and, of course, they have print books. They even publish print books for other people. And we work with Content Marketing Institute by helping promote the Content Marketing World Conference. And this kind of participation marketing is a real opportunity, I think, to not only tap into industry influencers, but to get your target audience involved in actually creating the content you would like to use to reach other people that match their profile. So in this case, there are speakers at the Content Marketing World Conference. We created an ebook called Content Marketing, or 36 Content Marketers Who Rock, because Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is located in the city where the conference is held. And so the objective here is content that speaks to the target audience. So we actually have speakers contributing tips, compiling the tips into an ebook that uses a metaphor, uses some fun packaging, making sure we have some substantial brands involved, from Coca-Cola to the Four Seasons to Intel to REI. And ultimately create something that the people who contribute to the ebook have a vested interest in its success, so they share it. And the people that are in part of their networks will share it. And pretty amazing results, thousands and thousands of views in a very short period of time. But here's the thing. When you have a co-created content project like that, it has some implications, the immediate attention you're going to get and the sharing, but also for things like SEO, because people, when something starts to get promoted and it becomes popular and it's promoted in the context of really credible, influential people, then people talk about it and they link to it from their blogs and they share it, and we start to have these different keyword references, variations on the target keyword, pointing back to a destination. At the same time, we have lots of social references. We have people who are influential for the topic, and they're talking about this topic on the social web, creating content through social channels, and linking and pointing back to a destination. So think about to yourself, number one, what kind of fame could you make in partnership with other influentials in your industry that would resonate, that would fulfill or satisfy a need that exists in your industry? And then think about what metaphors or hooks you could assign to that content to make it interesting, because it can't just inform. It's got to entertain people. That's the only way it's going to stand out. And then think about how you're going to put an underlying layer of SEO in that content, because search is still a very, very important driver of traffic to content. Now, in our case, we use a hub and spoke model. We usually have a hub as a core piece of content. And it's surrounded by channels of distribution. Usually those channels are social networks or lists of some kind. So each endpoint is a community or some group of people, hopefully, that are anticipating what we're going to publish next. And it's very important that you take advantage of ongoing community growth. You can't just decide that you're going to promote something to Twitter and Facebook the day you want to launch some content without having a robust community in the first place. So it's kind of the expression, the day to raise an army isn't the first day of the war. See, you're going to need to start working on that long, long before. Certainly master SEO basics, everything from, keyword research to the page speed, the architecture of the site, the way pages link together. Pages linked to each other, the anchor text, obviously, the text, the quality of the writing, microformats, the shares and links from other sites into your site. I mean, there's really so much that you can pay attention to. Just today or the other day, it was reported in one of the search engine sites that if you have a HTTPS URL, a secure certificate assigned with your domain name, that Google will give you a little bit of a boost in the ranking. So you never know what's going to come out. But fundamentally, you've got to make sure that your site complies with some of the core things that Google's looking for. Otherwise, you're not going to have as much of an advantage. Organizing content that's easily found through search and shared through social is usually managed through some kind of tool. In this case, I'm sharing with you a keyword glossary or topic glossary tool that not only manages keywords for a particular website, but also associates them with competitors. And then, of course, you take that and you leverage that into an editorial plan. So this particular editorial plan not only identifies dates and headlines and topics and categories, stages of a buying cycle, target audience, media to be used, where it's going to be promoted, and where it's going to be repurposed in the future. All those things combined, it's a lot to keep. This is a handy little template you can get at the URL below, tprk.us/KEY-EDCAL. In fact, you can get both the keyword glossary and the editorial plan at that URL. They're ungated. Just go there, download them, have fun, make money. Okay. And another key component, obviously, I think it's pretty common sense now, is, of course, the importance to be visual with your content. So there's some interesting data to back that up, of course. ROI research says that consumers are 44% more likely to engage with brands if they post pictures than any other kind of media. Another stat that came out of Internet Retailer, viewers are 85% more likely to purchase a product after watching a product video. So, just look at major retailers like Amazon or Zappos and look at what they're doing. Even B2B companies are starting to invest a lot more in video, for example, and certainly investing a lot more in visual media like infographics and things like e-books and things that will not only inform people, again, but that will entertain them, right? So coordination of visual promotion it makes sense as well. And this is a consumer, a B2C type of scenario, a luxury car rental type place. And so they're taking a theme and they're promoting it across social channels using visuals to do that. And of course, who doesn't like to see an exotic sports car? So obviously these types of visual promotions, as you can see, the number of followers for this particular company went up substantially. And the other aspect of content, of course, that we really need to consider these days is mobile and multi-platform. Having responsive design versus a site that's not considering its visibility on laptop on smartphones and tablets and that sort of thing, obviously, is something you've got to think about. If you look at your web analytics, and if you're referring data, if you're referring traffic, indicates double-digit percentage of referring mobile sources, and your site is not optimized for mobile, then you're pretty much creating a bad user experience. So it's very, very important to make sure you have a site that has the ability to look good on any type of platform. And another consideration here, of course, is efficiency, repurposing content. So we like to use what I like to call a modular content approach. So in the case of having an ebook, we can break that down into component parts like a blog post, newsletter, industry articles, which can then further be broken down into micro content and shared on sites like LinkedIn and Twitter and Facebook. And the interesting thing about this is you can go in the opposite direction and start with micro content like stats and quotes, and you can work your way up into listicles as blog posts and use that content in newsletters and ebooks and that sort of thing. So there's a lot of things you can do efficiently when you're using modular content. Now, another big part of this, of course, is measurement. And back to the attract, engage, convert model, we are accountable to each of these things with every piece of content that we publish. So attract has to do with reach. What kinds of metrics are an indication that our content has actually had reach, whether it's search visibility, social network conversations, views and impressions, looking at traffic by sources, traffic by audience segment, the distribution of our content off the site, even things like share of voice, brand affinity, and even brand sentiment is measured across the web. Another component here, of course, is engage, which is all about the consumption of your content. So consuming content clearly can happen both on and off your site. You'll get the most data from consumption on your website. We have web analytics tagging enabled. So you can take a look at things like page views and click-through rate, but you can also look at off of your website, look at things like engagement metrics, things that are a result of engagement, like comments, shares. You can look at the effect of engagement, like social network size, rate of growth, the quantity and quality of interactions, and that sort of thing. Beyond attract and engage, of course, is the convert metrics, which all have to do with data captured on a form. So whether you're implementing or making available micro-conversions like signing up for a newsletter or a demo or download or getting a free tool or something like that, all the way to an actual inquiry for a product or service or a transaction, obviously there are reasonable metrics that go along with that as well, not just quantities but also qualitative measures, so things like profitability and order volume, order frequency, length of sales cycle, revenue per order, that sort of thing can be looked at as well. So just take a step back and think about what kinds of things can you apply in your marketing mix to an attract, engage, convert model, and how could you be more accountable for the content you produce and its ability to attract a specific audience, engage that particular audience according to what they're interested in, and help convert them to either the next stage in the buying cycle or to becoming an actual customer. So there's a book all about this. Thorne mentioned this at the beginning, and of course it's called Optimized, How to Attract and Engage More Customers by Integrating SEO, Social Media, and Content Marketing. And in this book, it's three sections. It talks about creating strategy, but then the bulk of it is in the middle, where we identify how to create, do audience segmentation and develop personas, to keyword and topic research, content planning, content creation and curation, optimizing content, growing social networks, link building inbound and outbound, and measurement and optimization of performance. So check it out. Just type in Optimize on Google. You'll find it easily. So a couple of takeaways. First, decide what it is that you want, that you stand for as a brand, or as a product, or as a business unit or division within your company, and how is it that you want to be known, and then make a plan in a hub and spoke model to dominate for that thing, where the hub is a central repository of the rich resources you have that justify you being a best answer for that thing, and then the spokes represent sort of the offshoots, the communities and email lists and networks that you have, basically the communities that support you being that ultimate resource. The second takeaway is understand who your major customer segments are. I mean, you should be doing this already, but really make an effort to understand how they buy and optimize for how it is that they would best discover, consume, and act on the kind of content your company is publishing to make them a customer, to make them an advocate for your brand. Third takeaway is about standing, finding out. Yeah, stand out. It's all about standing out. But we want to find out the questions our customers literally have during the buying cycle to make sure that we're answering them through our content plan. And fourth, be the best answer. I think that's the best representation of an approach that is a successful content marketing approach is whatever it is that we are trying to sell, whatever it is that we're trying to be, make sure we are viewed as the best answer wherever customers might be looking, whether they're searching for things, whether they're looking on the social web, whether they're looking at their favorite magazine, whether they're watching TV shows, whatever matters for your business in reaching that target audience. And not only inform those customers, but also entertain them as well. So there you go. There's my contact information if you have any follow-up questions. And I think we have about a second left.
Lee, thank you very much. Yes, we don't have a ton of time left. I do want to bring up the screen here, which one of the audience members had asked for this link again to download the content schedule. So you can take a look at that there. In addition, you could, I believe the slides are available for download in the download box in your console there. So you could download that and take a look at that if you want to. So now, on behalf of Target Marketing and Printing Impressions Magazines, as well as our sponsor Pinpoint, I want to thank you all again for attending this session. If you're interested in discussing anything that you heard during this presentation, we encourage you to visit the Networking Lounge to chat live with our other session attendees. Please also visit the info booth and fill out our show survey to let us know how your experience was today. Remember, if you miss anything today, the entire virtual show will be archived. The on-demand environment will be available for 3 months starting on Monday. Everyone, have a great day. Lee, thank you again for the great presentation, and enjoy the rest of the show.